This is Ethically Speaking.
Last week, we asked for your help with the following ethical question.
What is the problem, if any, when troops publicly complain about their circumstances?
You sent us these responses.
From Montana, if the Pentagon and White House want to insist that the troops support their wars, they should only fight wars in the cases and with the conditions that the vast majority of troops support. From New York, if our troops are fighting to protect the right of free speech, then they should be able to voice their opinions. The reality of war and its consequences should be heard. From Wisconsin, when one becomes a part of the military establishment, one loses a lot of what makes them an individual. Now, when it comes time to resign and stay in the military, that's your chance to voice opposition. Get out and then complain about your circumstances. And what do philosophers have to say?
Military are supposed to do what their commander-in-chief tells them to do. So, isn't it disloyal for them to speak out against the war effort?
You have to distinguish between who we are and the duties we have. Military personnel are human beings with human capacities. They can see things for themselves, they can reason, and they could care about the world.
But military personnel also have duties, and these duties may put them in conflict with their beliefs. Most of the time, they're supposed to put aside their own feelings. For example, soldiers kill enemy soldiers because of duty, not because they personally want to kill other human beings.
In the court-martial trial of Lieutenant William Calley, the commanding officer during the My Lai massacre of the Vietnam War, the prosecutor quoted Abraham Lincoln.
Men who take up arms against one another in public do not cease on this account to be moral human beings responsible to one another.
The wheels of justice for My Lai did not start until one soldier, Hugh Thompson, stopped the massacre in progress and refused to remain silent. In the face of such atrocity, silence equals complicity. So choosing to remain silent is itself an ethical violation.
So military personnel, risking their lives to advance freedoms that we hold dear, should not be forced to exchange freedom of conscience for their guns.
Here is next week's topic. More than 100 years ago, New York Sun editor Frank Church reassured a young reader that, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. Some parents are unsure about what their children should believe about Santa Claus and about other cultural myths. What do you think?
Respond anonymously to this and other upcoming topics at our website, ethicallyspeaking.org.
This show is produced by the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana. Music by Eric Hutchins.
I'm Denny Elliott.
And I'm Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.